Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Imagine losing 10,000 followers in the blink of an eye. Or imagine losing 300 reviews in the blink of an eye, right? Guys, these are real life scenarios, one of which happened to one of my clients. And I think it's such a great lesson for each and every one of us. And let me explain what I mean by that. So majority of us, because you're listening to me on social media now, right? Majority of us use social media to increase your visibility, you know, your brand awareness, your positioning, you know, you're posting every day, you're engaging, you're doing your videos, you are showing up on your social media, right? And you are utilizing all the tools that are available to you in your social media, right? No matter which one of the platforms you are choosing to use for your business, you are utilizing those tools to make sure you have the best impact, right? You're running ads, you're doing your stories, your reels, your the whole shebang, right? And that's great. That's fine. That's what it's there for. That's what it needs to be used for, right? However, right? And as you're doing this, right, every single week, you're adding more people. More people are following you. More people are engaging with you. More people are liking whatever you're sharing. You're getting people to sign up to your offers and all this great stuff, right? But the lesson that needs to be learned is that, you know the old people say, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. That rule also holds true for your business. For you as an entrepreneur, that rule also holds true. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And that is for your entire business. So in other words, you don't want to only rely on social media alone as a way to engage with your audience. You want to be on different platforms. Notice I didn't say different social media platforms, right? You want to have different spaces for your audience. So yes, you're using social media to do what it is supposed to do, but you also want to make sure that in case you lose your social media pages, because that happens to people every single day, like you and me, every single day, that you do not lose all of your leads, that you do not lose all of your followers. You want to make sure that in addition to your social media pages, your TikTok page, your Facebook page, your Instagram, your LinkedIn, right, that you also lead some of those people onto an email list, where you can continue to nurture them, you can continue to engage with them, you can continue to sell to them from your email list, right? So you want to also utilize an email list. And I think every single business, it doesn't matter what type of business you have, whether you're a hairdresser, a nail tech, you're selling food, you're selling cakes, people feel only if you're doing a service-based business, you should have an email list. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. It doesn't matter what type of business you're in, you're supposed to be creating that email list so that you can continue to share value. And yes, I know we say, okay, we have our WhatsApp and we have, you know, we can communicate with people on your WhatsApp, but guys, your phone can fall down, your phone can get lost, your phone can get stolen, and you, same scenario, you'll be in the exact same scenario, right? So you want to get people on your email list. You want to get people signed up or subscribed to your YouTube channel or to your podcast. You want to get people signed up to your blog. You want to get people signed up maybe to a private membership. It's going to be different for everybody, right? So it's not a one size fits all. So I'm not saying that every business needs a membership, every business needs a podcast or YouTube channel or a blog. every business needs an email address, right? You want to make sure that you don't only communicate with your audience on one platform or through one means, because it is very, very easy for you to lose those contacts, because the truth is that you actually have no control over any of these platforms, right? Unless you are on a weekly or monthly basis downloading all your databases, all your telephone numbers, all your email addresses, all your contact information, right? You have no control, because even if you have and this other thing happened to a client of mine, she had all of her information obviously on her computer, right? It wasn't saved on a hard drive, everything. Computer completely crashed, right? She wasn't emailing anything to herself, because I email certain documents to myself just to make sure that I always have it in case the computer crashes. I also have a hard drive in case the computer crashes, God forbid, let's knock on wood, but at least you have your information stored somewhere else so that you don't have to start from scratch, right? I don't think as entrepreneurs we think about those things, right? We are more concerned with, okay, how am I showing up? What am I going to say to my audience? What videos am I going to do today? What's the message I'm going to be sharing? And you know, how am I going to be selling this thing? And those things are important. Yes, very important, right? But building a business that's going to be sustainable is so much more than that, right? There are a lot of moving parts to a successful business, a lot of things in the back end, a lot of systems that you need to put in place in order to make sure that your business runs efficiently, right? And that it can grow and it can be sustainable, and there's longevity in your business, right? And it may not be something that you yourself have to do. You can get a virtual assistant to do some of this work, but as you are doing your business, as you're even if you're now starting, or if you've been in business for a while, that is one of the things I really want you to consider, right? Do I have an email list? Have I collected email addresses of my ideal clients, the people who are engaging with me, the people who have bought from me in the past? Am I collecting email addresses when I have a competition, or when I'm running a survey or focus group or something, or if I go to a networking event? Am I collecting those email addresses? And if I do have an email list, am I emailing them regularly? So not only that you have the list, but they get accustomed to also engaging with you on other platforms besides your social media, right? Guys, in 2024, we're not putting all our eggs in one basket. We know better than that. We know that that is not the way to go. I mean, you remember in 2021 when social media went down, Facebook, WhatsApp, and it went down for a few hours. I saw so many entrepreneurs panicking because their ads weren't working, right? They scheduled lives, they couldn't go live, they couldn't post, they couldn't whatever. Those of us who had email lists, right, we were still able to communicate with our audience, you know, make them aware that we're still here, we can still provide value to them, and we were still able to make sales because we did not put all our eggs in one basket, right? Utilize social media for all the good that it is and all that it does, and thank you for all of it, but you don't want to do everything on social media. You want to have a very, very healthy balance of where you show up, how you show up, how you nurture your audience, and how you collect their information as well, right? Think about that in your business. I think now is a great time for you to implement that in your business so that you have that balance in your business. You don't put all your eggs in one basket, and you can start to really grow the business in a very, very healthy way. Take your time, and as usual, if you need any support in doing that, click the link in my bio, jump into my DMs, do whatever you need to do, get in contact with me, because this is something that I can actually help you with as well, right? Setting up that email list and making sure that your emails are banging, right? Because you need to have some banging messaging in your emails as well. So guys, usual, let's get to work, right? Click the link in the bio, send me a DM, and or leave a comment underneath this message, and let's get it done. Yeah, have a great day. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.